Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
He, Richard, I'm going to save you on this plane, Marks, is opening for Rod Stewart at the concert next year at the new Morton Saltstone Amphitheater.
Get it right.
I am going to have to put that on my list. I never got to see Richard Marks back in the 80s, early 90s.
I've never seen him either.
I would love to go see him.
And by the way, for the record, because Morton Salt is the
title sponsor.
Naming rights owner at this this new amphitheater that's going up in Riverside, if the nickname Saltstone sticks, Sam gets full credit. That was his idea.
It's so good.
Saltstone. I like that.
It's a great name.
I like it a lot.
It's going to stick because we're going to make it stick.
Yeah, we're just going to say, you know, so-and-so playing tonight at Saltstone. Morton's not a client of ours. We owe them nothing. Apparently, Sean Diddy Combs is having trouble playing well with others. His prison release has been bumped back another month. The embattled music mogul was initially expected to finish serving time at Fort Dix Federal Correctional Institute in New Jersey on May 8th of 2028. That's been pushed back to June 4th of 2028.
Oh, man, really?
Oh, yeah, he just started.
Dang it.
Combs got in trouble with prison officials for consuming homemade alcohol. Read that.
Toilet hooch.
Toilet hooch.
Made of fermented sugar, Fanta soda, and apples.
Ooh, Fanta.
So is it really made in the toilet?
Yes.
Yes. That's why they call it toilet hooch.
Our show, Sam, is very big in the prison population. I don't know if you know that.
We're actually number one in Lansing Correctional Facility.
We actually had someone call into the show at one point and explain how they made it.
Too much.
I think what they do is they take a plastic bag, and they put all the ingredients in that.
Dan, don't besmirch my memory of toilet hooch, as I recall it.
Inside the toilet bowl.
Got it.
Like in the bowl that holds the water before you flush it?
Yes, the toilet bowl.
Well, the bowl is what you go number one and number two in.
We know what a toilet bowl is, Scott.
I'm talking about the thing
tank?
Behind the tank. Thank you.
You don't have access to the tank in a prison.
Oh.
By the way, two women have allegedly set fire in the lobby bathroom at the Kansas police station. It's Metro Patrol.
Okay.
It's one of the patrols.
Oh, that sounds methy.
listen, this is not funny. KCPD's bomb and arson unit are investigating the fires. And they located two areas of origin, the top of the toilet, and, quote, a consolidated pile of paper and prisoner-issued paper clothing in the corner. Detectives determined the fires were intentionally ignited.
Okay, you guys remember a couple years ago, you said bomb and arson squad in bathroom, and it triggered my memory. Mm-hmm. A couple years ago, they called the bomb and arson squad to a Home Depot because a guy walked into the bathroom and shouted at the top of his lungs.
Don't go in there, there's a bomb in
no,
there.
No, he said, I'm about to blow this. I'm about to blow this B up. And they called the bomb and arson squad.
Context.
Wait a minute. Home Depot it misunderstanding.
It was a nine wig boom boom.
I'm about to blow this.
Was that a local story?
Does it matter if I remember correctly.
That's America's story, Scott.
Yeah, I remember that story now.
No, was it Wichita?
That's the same city as the nine wig boom boom.
Here we go. A man's warning to other bathroom patrons that he was vixen to blow it up was
misinterpreted?
It's misinterpreted as a bomb threat. The man was experiencing gastrointestinal issues.
Do you want me to read the story for you?
And was trying to politely warn others to exit the bathroom.
I mean, you got, number one, you have to be very well aware of your innards. And almost, dare I say, borderline proud about what you're about to do.
The actual quote in Wichita was, y'all need to get out because I am fixing to blow it up.
Yes, Scott, what's the phrase? Know thyself.
Yes, know thyself. That
Police
is right.
Responded and found the man who explained that he had no intention of causing alarm. He was making a joke about needing to urgently.
Y'all need to get out because I'm about to blow this B up.
One witness had even laughed, indicating they understood the humor, but one other person who was in the restroom at the time, see something, say something, told a staff member who then called 911.
Comments for customers at a Kansas Home Depot. Police responded to reports of a bomb threat at the store in Wichita. A customer alerted employees. A man inside the bathroom said there was a bomb in the building. Police were able to locate the man responsible for those comments, and that man told police he warned other guests to leave the restroom because he was, quote, fixing to blow it up, but had no intention of causing a panic.
Fixing to blow it up.
Why can't news anchors just be that?
Human? That's funny.
It is so funny.
I'm fixing to blow this B up. Y'all better get out.
Well, maybe they just didn't understand.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on.
He did say it three times, according to K-Witch News.
Well, the text line is giving us a tutorial and more information.
I do not need to know how to make toilet hooch.
I mean.
By the way, when police arrived, the man was still in the bathroom. Without being graphic, it did not take authorities long to understand why he was warning others.
It was potent.
You saying he done blew it up?
They police went, yep. What he said was accurate.
They put up the yellow tape over the door.
Oh,
do not enter.
We tried to reach out for comment, but did not have our hazmat gear on hand.
All right, so we said earlier we are number one in the federal prison system, or in the prison system, from a 28-year corrections officer at the federal prison in Leavenworth. Mm-hmm. Dan is absolutely correct. They use trash bags. Mm-hmm. But the biggest problem with toilet hooch is masking the odor that it emits.
The fermentation process.
Yes.
Thank you, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dan. Got it.
Got to get the apples. The apples are very important.
It actually doesn't sound too bad. What were the ingredients?
Toilet. Dan is the first ingredient.
The storage space.
And hooch.
Oh, my God.
It was what? Sugar?
It's sugar and...
Apples and Fanta?
Yeah. Those are the three main ingredients.
That might taste pretty good.
Yeah. Dan, it's mixed in a toilet bowl.
It's in a bag. It's okay.
Okay.
All right, Dan.
Live a little.
Get out.
The best city in the world to live in is about an hour's drive from Boston, according to a new study ranking the country's most desirable metros, along with key quality of life metrics, job opportunities, cost of living, and safety. The report crowned, correct me if I get this name incorrect, Nashua, New Hampshire?
Nashua,
New Hampshire. Then they don't need the U. The southern New Hampshire city of a little more than 91,000 residents.
I'd say it's got to be small.
Outperformed flashier locales thanks to its healthy job market and low crime rate.
Nashua.
Nashua. So I did get it right.
Nashua.
Yeah. Aurora, Illinois is second. Chicago suburb.
Do you know where you go to Nashua to do? You go there to leaf peep. That's prime leaf peeping.
When are you going
to
do that?
Next year.
I've been. It's really nice.
Next year.
New Hampshire is a beautiful state. My God.
Man, it is.
We went in 2021. It is gorgeous.
I have a friend who lives up there, and I've seen photos, and I'm like, yep, I'm in.
Now, this says here that the third place best city in America to live is Cleveland, Ohio. I have never heard anybody say that to me. I've never heard a single person say, you know, if you're ever thinking of retiring or moving away, you ought to go to Cleveland.
Unless a lot of things have changed in recent years.
Like taxes are low. I mean, you know what the metrics are when they look at this stuff.
Number four is Dover, Delaware. And number five is Salt Lake City, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard anybody say that either.
All right.
When we get back, the Kansas City Star, which is still a good newspaper, even though there are cuts across their company, has uncovered the severance package for recently fired city manager Brian Platt.
Wouldn't we all like to be severed?
Okay. It is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, Brian Platt, part of the reason he was fired was because he told a city spokesperson to lie to the media.
Yes.
Wait until I read a quote from the mayor of Kansas City, a man I respect and like, but I do not like what he had to say. Keep in mind, this severance isn't paid for by private donors. This is city taxpayer money.
And it's on top of the $1.4 million the city owes to Chris Hernandez.
That is correct.
Correct.
We'll get to that and much more coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
All right, here's a story from the Kansas City Star. Kansas City quietly agreed to pay former city manager Brian Platt at least $500,000 as part of two confidential agreements signed in the wake of his tumultuous exit as the city's top executive. The two documents, obtained by the Star, mark the first public disclosure of the full payouts, which were approved in September. The revelation comes as city officials have repeatedly refused to answer questions about the agreements, how they were approved, and their cost. Let me pause for just a moment, repeat something I said right before the break. This is city taxpayer money.
Yeah, I don't understand the secrecy here.
It belongs to those of you who either live or work in Kansas City, because those of you who don't live but work, like my oldest daughter, she doesn't live in Kansas City, Missouri, but she works there. She pays a 1% earnings tax on every dollar she makes. This is your money, not the city's. And when the city officials say, we're not going to answer the questions, why not? What are you hiding?
I agree.
Let me continue for just a moment. And there's a quote in here from the mayor that I find borderline reprehensible. The payouts, both approved in late September, came roughly, one is $192,000, the other is $308,000 for a total of $500,000. The $308,000 is his one-year salary amount. And then they threw in another $192,000. The payouts, both approved in September, came roughly 6 months after the Kansas City Council fired Brian Platt amid a whistleblower lawsuit and a roughly $900,000 jury verdict that revealed that Platt suggested it was acceptable to lie to the news media.
And then retaliated against the communications director who said, no,
correct,
I won't.
Chris Hernandez. City officials first began acknowledging the existence of a single settlement, a single one, although there were two, with Platt last week. But Mayor Quentin Lucas and a spokesperson for the city refused to answer questions seeking more information, including whether Platt was also paid a severance, the dollar amounts of the agreements, and the details surrounding Platt's firing. In response to a series of inquiries from the Kansas City Star this week, Mayor Lucas said, and I quote, we got nothing for you.
There needs to be transparency after a settlement over the complete lack of transparency. Not even the lack of transparency. Platt is alleged to have told someone with the city to lie.
Chris Hernandez.
To lie.
To lie to the news media.
And that now there's correct. Not going to be transparency with the settlement over telling someone to lie?
Let me read on. As news began circulating about the agreement at City Hall, new city manager Mario Vasquez emailed the details of the settlement to Mayor Lucas and to members of the city council. A copy of that email, obtained by the Kansas City Star, warned council members that any comments that they made to media organizations about the settlement would be grounds for them to be sued by the city.
It's public information.
I'm a city council member. I'll give the news media anything I damn well want.
Also, you just admitted to settling to the tune of $500,000 right? out of fear of lawsuit, and you're going to start hurling around lawsuits?
It is beyond the pale to me, and I'm not trying to make this bigger than it is, but we're talking about $500,000, which I think would go a long way in the city of Kansas City, Missouri. By the way, that's a $500,000 settlement to a man that you not only fired, but only worked for 4 years as city manager.
Well, let's make it even worse.
Yeah, make it worse. Look at all the settlements, Scott. The Kansas City Star has been tracking the money paid out in jury.
Let's pile on.
Verdicts.
Let's pile on. $1.9 million just for one guy. And keep in mind, the accusations and the lawsuit from Chris Hernandez was already in the works when, for whatever reason, the city looked at this guy and said, you know what? You're right. You do deserve a 20% raise.
You're talking about Brian Platt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They gave him a 20% raise in the middle of this whole situation. And I'm not trying to badmouth the mayor, but he was like, well, I wasn't completely abreast to the details of the situation at the time.
Well, that's your job.
Why not?
And I like Mayor Lucas. I don't know him incredibly well, but I know him. And I respect what he's done.
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten out in front of it early on and said, this was unacceptable. We cannot have people on our staff saying it's okay to lie to the media, which is an extension of the public. The media is there to tell you what's going on at the city.
And for the mayor to say, I got nothing for you, when he knew exactly what he had for the news media. And again, not to beat this horse, but this is not Mayor Lucas's money. This is not the city council's money, and it sure as hell isn't the new city manager's money. This money belongs to you.
Okay, now I feel like your blood pressure is just a little bit up
there. Man, this kind of stuff really gets my goat.
So we're going to bring it back down with some happy little trees. Bob Ross paintings have been sold for more than $600,000 to help public television stations across these United States.
Can they help the city get our money back?
They cannot, Sam.
Okay.
If the city had sold them, but if they would have $100,000 left
go
over.
Home and you put on some Bob Ross. They have studied.
Let's have another one. Maybe he lives right there.
Yeah.
Just make a decision and drop him in.
There's no mistake, Scott.
Okay.
Just happy accidents.
Let's pause for just a second, Sam.
They have studied this. It is a blood pressure
reducing
ritual to listen to Bob Ross. It is his voice, but that's it. It's the sound of the repetitive
brushes. One of the
questions
I get asked quite frequently, what if I do a tree and decide I don't like him? Or maybe I'll make him taller. Watch here. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Well, I hate to mess up his tree, but I want to show you this. It's a good tree. Maybe
why do I feel like somebody's coming on me in a bar?
Okay, I will tell
when
you.
When he talks,
there is a mashup of times that Bob Ross said certain things that sounded like he was not talking about trees.
Well, Dana, a minute ago, I heard him say, "Just give it a little tug.
Just tap it.
Give it a pull.
Just tap it." But his paintings, a bunch of them, just sold. And $600,000 of that is going to go to public television, where Bob Ross has delighted bajillions of people over the years. God rest his soul.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
And come right back over the top of him. See here? And you just paint a bigger tree right over the top. We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents. And you have a brand new, beautiful tree that easy.
The city of Mission, from which we broadcast, apparently is dealing with a bit of a spike in homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
Says here, as Mission sees an increase, this is from the Star as well, as Mission sees an increase in calls for services related to those experiencing homelessness, the Northeast Johnson County City wants to see if it can do more to serve its homeless population, said City Administrator Laura Smith in a recent meeting not too long ago. As we all know, this is not an issue that's an easy one to solve, but the current systems and structures don't really provide meaningful support to balance all the needs. The headline says leaders don't want a camping ban.
I think like all cities, Scott, they are struggling with how to address the needs of our unhoused population.
So the calls that they're receiving are double this year what they were in 2023 and 2024.
Sure. And will only continue to rise as it gets colder. When you first read Dateline Mission, that is not the story that I thought you were going to be reading. Did you know, Scott, a foreclosure trial started this week?
Oh, please tell me. Please.
That could finally bring movement to the long, stagnant Mission Gateway to Hell site.
Oh, merciful Jesus.
A foreclosure trial started Monday on the eyesore that has sat empty since 2006.
19 years.
I would like to go back. Like, who was the chart topper in 2006, Scott?
I'll go ahead and tell you. Let's take
a little stroll down memory lane.
George W. Bush was in his second term.
Yes.
Bad Day by Daniel Powder was the number one song in 2006. Mission Gateway had a bad day.
Yeah,
they
it did.
Took one mall down.
Yeah.
And they still have not replaced it.
Yeah. One of the residents is quoted as saying with Channel 41, it's ugly and it looks terrible. Yes. Since 2006, it looks terrible.
Mm. I'm trying to find some of the big things that happened in 2006.
Other big hits that year included Shakira's Hips Don't Lie, Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back, and Gnarls Barkley's Crazy.
They at least cleaned up some of the graffiti, but have you noticed trees are now growing through the parking?
Well, the
garage. There's a concrete parking garage to nowhere, and trees now grow in it and through it. It looks like Chernobyl. I'm telling you, it looks like Chernobyl.
You know, that's actually a pretty decent description of what it looks like over there.
Nature will take over what man walks away from. And that has clearly happened. If you've not been by it, it's graffiti. It's it's rebar jutting out of the ground.
Well,
there's supposed to be support beams.
There's a concrete staircase and sort of the beginnings of a parking garage. By the way, in 2006, Saddam Hussein was sentenced to death by hanging, and he was hanged on December 30th of 2006.
Yep.
Sony released the PlayStation 3.
Here's the problem.
Nintendo released the Wii.
Even if it is foreclosed upon, you would have to find another developer, back to the drawing board, who is interested in purchasing that eyesore.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. Real estate.
Then why hasn't it happened up to now?
Because whoever the guy is who owns it, whatever his name is,
just won't sell it.
He just won't, for whatever reason, and reasons that I think are still unknown, either has no money to develop it. I'm not saying he doesn't. I just don't know. Or he just refuses to develop it. If I'm not mistaken, he's based out of the Northeast somewhere. I think it's New York or Philly or someplace like that. That is prime real estate.
The company, by the way, and I love repeating this joke. Are you a realty? Like, are you really going to do anything here?
I'm going to go drive by tomorrow again. Last time I did was about 6, 7, 8 months ago. And it is, keep in mind,
one of the residents they interviewed, he says, look, it's encouraging that there's a foreclosure trial, but I take it with a grain of salt because we have been told.
Oh, for years.
For years. Again, and now something's going to happen. It's going to be an aquarium. No, wait. It's going to be a Walmart. Mm-hmm. No, wait. It's going to be mixed use.
Yeah.
I mean, all he has to do is pay a portion of that.
No.
Debt.
No, my God. Do not let him come out from under the arrears.
Nobody wants him to own it anymore.
Google purchased YouTube for $1.65 billion in 2006.
Okay.
You know, it's amazing. I never can understand this. By the way, 2006 was 4 years before I moved to Roland Park.
Yeah.
Think about that. In the entirety that I lived in Roland Park, that scab eyesore was right down the street from my house. And it just sat there, and it sat there, and it sat there. And then we finally got some movement. We're going to open a movie theater. That's brilliant.
Well, okay, guys, it wasn't the worst thing that happened in 2006. Microsoft released Windows Vista. That was the worst.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
Okay. You got me off track.
Sorry.
That's okay. Here's my point. Yesterday on the show, we announced that there's a new apartment complex going in called the Rocks.
In Roland Park.
In Roland Park. It's going to be like 278 units. They're going to have what I believe will be, unless you count the Burger King and the Taco Bell, Roland Park's first real sit-down, dine-in restaurant. Okay? There is not a single restaurant in Roland Park that can serve alcohol.
That's unbelievable. You said that yesterday. I was like, are we sure? And then I started thinking no, because
they're all in Mission.
It's all in Mission. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you just fall over if someone bought this and put in apartments and mixed use and called it the Chernobyl?
Okay.
I mean, they called the bowling alley the Lanes. The old bowling alley is now this great mixed use apartments that are very expensive called the Lanes.
Oh, I know.
So why not make it a nod to what we've been staring at since 2006.
Well, they didn't call it the charred lanes.
No, that's true. But anyway, this nice new apartment complex that's going to be going up in Roland Park, right next to the Aldi and the Burger King, is on the site of the old Roland Park City Pool. That land sat vacant for years. They couldn't figure out, what are we going to do with this? And it's prime real estate right off I-35, 5 minutes to downtown. I mean, it's perfect. And it took years, and it just sat there. And for whatever reason, between Roland Park, a city I dearly love and will probably move back to someday, and Mission, they can't seem to sell their scabby, empty, broken-down lots and figure out what to
do
with
them. It's crazy, isn't it?
Credit to Roland Park. They're finally doing something with the old city pool site.
How long has it been since you went swimming there?
I know, but
that pool's been...
No, no. When I moved to Roland Park, they had long built the new pool.
Got it.
Which was on the other side of Roe.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
No, because you're talking about two little cities that are a five-minute drive to downtown, give or take, right next to the Plaza and Fairway. Perfect.
What I've never understood is, if you're not going to build on it, just make it a community grass space, Scott, so we don't have to look at graffiti.
Or Tom Valenti, sell it.
Other big hits that were released in 2006, Promiscuous Girl.
Okay.
London Bridge by Fergie. Mm. Danny California by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, my God.
And Snap Your Fingers, Do Your Step, You Can Do It All By Yourself by Lil Jon.
I'm sorry, what was the title of that song?
That song is Snap Your Fingers. I mean, it's Do Your Step, You Can Do It All By Yourself. And let me see you do it.
Whoa, easy killer.
Hey.
You're making me nervous here. Okay. I'll believe it. Here it is with the Gateway Mall site. I'll believe it when I see it. And I couldn't believe it when they started putting in a movie theater. Then COVID hit. I thought it was a dumb idea to put a movie theater anywhere.
Or an aquarium. Or any of the other litany of things that they've promised to go in that space.
Well, I thought the aquarium could have been an interesting decision. I don't know if it would have worked.
Not with one downtown.
But the one downtown hadn't been built yet.
But was in the works, Scott.
No. Mission was first. But downtown Kansas City, Missouri is like, they're going to screw this up. They always do.
You're right.
And so Kansas City, Missouri, once Mission, and it wasn't Mission, it was Tom Valenti and his company, RE Realty or whatever it's called, they said, we're going to put in an aquarium, and we're going to build apartments and shops around it. It's going to be beautiful and fun and exciting, and family outings and all this stuff. And it never got off the ground. And Kansas City, Missouri is like, well, if you're not going to build it, we'll do it. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARC Raiders.
a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Yes, please. This next story is so crazy, we might bring it back tomorrow. I have never heard of a case like this, and dare I say you haven't either, Scott.
All right, I'm already intrigued.
A man in Queens has pleaded guilty to deed fraud. He actually stole so many people's houses they don't even know. But in this case, he pleaded guilty to stealing three homes right out from under the homeowners. What is unbelievable about this case is that I cannot tell you his name.
Why can't you? Wouldn't you have to put it on the documents?
No one knows this man's identity.
Okay.
Mystery man known as John Doe.
So he does have a name. His name's John Doe.
Has just been sentenced to 9 years for stealing three homes. A man who has been arrested at least 60 times under more than a dozen names was sentenced today in a deed fraud case in New York City under the traditional legal name for the nameless, John Doe. A judge sentenced the man despite the fact his true identity remains unknown to 4.5 to 9 years in prison for first degree grand larceny, 8 years for second degree grand larceny, and those are supposed to run at the same time. I've never understood that. In August, he pleaded guilty to stealing the identity of one Carl Avenger, a Tennessee resident whose name the man had stolen and used 22 years. For that, he got 7 years behind bars. A mother and daughter sat in the courtroom, Scott. Their family home of 83 years was stolen right out from under them by this man.
I don't understand how this happens.
Then a new family moved in. I don't even know how that's a legal transaction. They lost everything, all of the possessions inside that home.
We have the commercials all the time.
I know. Protect your title. Yep.
I can steal your title right from under
the,
you.
The matriarch of that family, 79 years old, sat in a wheelchair in the gallery weeping, and the man smirked as she spoke. The judge turned to him, handed down the sentencing, said, I hope you take time to reflect on what you've done to these families. He was handcuffed and led out of the courtroom. John Doe never looked back. They do not know this man's identity. How in 2025?
Then how do they know that he's the one who really did it?
Because of the litany of fraud and signatures, and they don't know who he is. He goes by 60 different names. They don't know his identity. How can you not know who someone is?
What name did he get booked in the 60 previous times he was arrested?
They now just call him John Doe because none of those names are his. They were stolen.
Catch me if you can. Yeah.
He is the real life version of Catch Me If You Can. Although in that case, if you remember, we know who he was. We don't know who this man is.
The whole mortgage fraud, theft racket, for lack of a better term, just... it is so above my pay grade, I cannot figure it out. And I've heard the LifeLock commercials. I think they're an advertiser of ours. And it is real. You know, mortgage theft is real, and companies like LifeLock are well-respected for what they do.
But isn't it mostly people who, like, travel out of the country for 6 months?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because you're home in the home you own, Scott.
It's more
you're
than
home.
That. I know, but it's more than that. What they end up doing is they somehow get their name inserted onto the deed of your property. They don't live there. They're not squatters.
Sometimes they are.
Well, maybe.
They transfer the deed into their name without you ever signing a document because they forged the document.
But then who pays the bank?
But isn't that in and of itself a crime? The crime of fraud, probably wire fraud, which is federal. And then it makes any transaction that they conducted to take possession of your home
also fraudulent.
Null and void.
Well, yeah, but you don't catch it until after it's already done and you no longer have possession.
Well, if you steal something from me and we find it in your house, I get it back.
Yeah.
Today is World Kindness Day. Keep that in mind. Birthdays today.
Not for that guy. I hope he...
Okay. Jimmy Kimmel is 58. Whoopi Goldberg is 70. And Gerard Butler is 56. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. We will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.